Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechas Zvachim, Perakid Aleph, Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Schos Asrbas Rachel, Shishi Bizachar to find receiving a Hagon Bik Arav Mamish. And we continue discussing the Mishnah says, Beged Sheyotzeh Chutz L'Klayim. We have a Beged, it got sprinkled on with Dam Chatos, so it has to be washed, but we know that it has to be washed in the Azara. And here it was Yotzeh Chutz L'Klayim, it went outside the curtains, that's literal translation, which means it's outside the Azara. What's done? So Nechnasu Mechabsim Makam Kadosh is brought inside and washed in the Makam Kadosh inside the Azara, because that's a din, it has to be washed in the Azara even though it was brought out. Now let's say it became Tomei when it was outside. It was brought outside. It became Tomei somehow. And now we have a catch 22 because on one hand, we have to do kibbutz to it. We have to wash it inside the Azara, but you can't bring Tomei inside the Azara. What's done? Kairai, it's torn. And we know that anytime that we have a Kli or a Beged that's Tomei and then it's ruined, so it loses its status of Tomei automatically. And that's what we do. We tear it. So now it's not Tomei. And then, it's brought inside and washed in Makam Kadosh in the Azara. Similarly, Kli Cheres, we have a Kli Cheres. They had the carbon cooked in it. As we said, it has to be broken. If it was brought outside the klaim, outside the Azara, nichnas v'shever makam kadosh, it's brought inside and then broken. Whereas nit mechutz l'klaim, if it came tamei, what do we do? So here we have even a bigger challenge, because if we break the kli outside, then we're not able to break it inside, but we also can't bring it inside because it's tamei. What's done? Naikvai, a hole is made in it, and that's like breaking it, because now it's not usable for its original use because it has a hole in it. Therefore, we've taken care of the tumah problem. It's not considered tamei. However, it is still considered a kli that's able to be broken, and then v'nichas v'shever makam kadosh is brought inside the Azara and broken. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, it's just a continuation. Kli nechashes sheyatzeh chutz l'klayim. We have a copper keli or any metal kli that was brought outside the klayim. Nichnas umarka v'shever makam kadosh, it's brought inside, and the merikin shtifa happened in the Azara. But let's say nit mechutz l'klayim, it became tamei outside the klayim. What do we do? So peichasai, he ruins it, which is similar to the previous Mishnah of making a hole in a kli cheres, an earthenware kli. Here it's metal, so he has to ruin it a little bit more. And then v'nichas umarka v'shever makam kadosh, he brings it inside and he washes it out in the Makam Kadesh in the Azara. We're going to stop here for a day. Epic Torah, the Mishnah, Zion, and Ches. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.